Well, let's talk party. Let's talk about your anniversary.
Yes, 10 years, and I don't look a day older.
You look younger. How did that happen?
Obviously. No, we're so excited. I mean, 10 years ago, we opened each one of our shelves had like one item on it, like five facings of the same SKU. There were no like island displays. There were no shelf caps. It was barren. It was pathetic. Oh,
I remember going in there in the early days, and there was a lot of, well, let's say space.
Yeah. Putting it mildly. Oh my gosh. It was like dead zone areas.
And now you're like, man, I think we need to build an annex here. We're getting chock
full. I know. We're bursting at the seams right now. It's fun. There's a fun clutter to it, I think. But we're toeing the line of just being distractingly overflowing with products.
Well, let's ask the basic question. What's the key? What's made this a success now? I mean, look, I think they say if you make it a couple years as a new business, then you're doing great. But 10 years, I mean, that's something few businesses ever achieve.
Yeah, I wish I could list this in order, but community, I mean, our community has supported us all along, and the producers. So we wouldn't be here without the producers. So that combination is the only reason that we have survived. We really shouldn't have survived. We saw the red for years and years and years. But the community kept coming out, and the producers kept making more and more great items. And our staff is integral to, you know, expediting the process. And it's just, it's amazing.
Well, and you mentioned the staff. I think the staff is a big part of it too. And we've talked about it with you so many times, but the people you hire are such just truly wonderful people to deal with. And it's always fun to go in there and talk to whoever it is. It doesn't matter who it is. They all seem to have the approach that you have, and they're just great, cheerful, funny, wonderful people. And that always makes it a pleasure to go back, even if you didn't have this amazing selection of Maine-based products.
Well, there's a big trade-off in having a business. You know, you're a small business owner and you're never off the clock. And there's all these things that you're constantly doing and are always on your brain. But you get to do things like hire only the people that you want to work with, which is huge. I mean, how many places can you work where you like everybody?
Well, it's funny too, because I think for the longest time, I guess I still feel this way. I feel like sort of a member of a special club when I go in there and I see right-thinking people who are in there supporting Maine producers and supporting Maine businesses. And it's always been that way. But the number has grown so much that although it always manages to move quickly and efficiently there, but I'm always astonished by what I see as a real cross-section of society that's in there. It's not, you know, people might say, well, that's that store, you know, that's just going to be the, you know, the back to nature people, the old hippies. And it's all ages. It's what appears to be all income levels. It's the community.
It really is the community. And they've embraced us, thankfully, and we are just so incredibly grateful for the community. So our anniversary celebration is really a kind of, we're trying to give back to the community. So we're going to have vendors in all the time for 4 days. They'll be tasting everything from cheeses to cookies to beer and wine, soap products. There's so many coming in. And we're going to have giveaways throughout the 4 days. So if you are a loyalty member and you punch in that number at checkout, you might just see a pop-up that says you've won something. Ooh. Like either discount on your entire shopping cart or maybe one of our commemorative 10-year anniversary t-shirts that we just had made from W.S. Emerson, another awesome local business. Or, you know, maybe like a bag of granola.
All of them sound good to me. My wife is very excited because she's a huge fan of the Scone Goddess. and is very excited, right? She's going to be there.
Who liked scones? I mean, okay, so Big E's used to make some really amazing scones. But aside from Big E's, like, who really likes scones? Until you try a scone goddess scone and you get it. Like, that is amazing. It's such a melt-in-your-mouth, light, flaky, wonderful. And she has all these different flavors, too, like the chocolate, orange, ginger. What's your wife's favorite? What is she?
Oh, I don't know. She just won some online contest and got a shipment from the scone goddess yesterday of, I think, like a half dozen different scone goddess mixes. And Abby actually won a contest that the scone goddess sponsored last summer down at her place with Bob and Sherry from the radio. And Abby made an Elvis scone, which was banana peanut butter with a bacon crumble on top.
Yum.
Oh, it was amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, we know scone goddess very well.
That's a good woman.
I like them all. I like them all. Who else is coming in? Who are some of the other producers who are going to be stopping by?
I'll tell you what. You know what? I'm gonna look on my phone because I should know this. And if anyone out there is listening and wondering, if you go to tillerandrye.com, you will see a link right off the bat for our 10-year anniversary. And you click on that. And you can see, oh my gosh, there's so many. So the scone goddess, go figure. The scone goddess is actually first on the list.
Nice.
She's in Thursday, April 3rd from 10 to 12. And we also have at that time Sweet Monkey Business, Farmhouse Coffee Roasters, Simply Macarons, The Good Crust, Main Crust, Serendipity Bakery, Herbal Revolution, Prairie Beverages, Wilbur's of Maine, Pleasant Ridge for Provisions. I'm going to stumble over myself because there's just tons and tons. The list goes on.
Well, suffice it to say, stop in anytime over the course of those 4 days, April 3rd through the 6th, and somebody is going to be there with something awesome. And most of all, it's just a chance to celebrate what I think is, I'm not just saying it because it's you, Sarah, but it's not just a business. It's a relationship between community members and making this whole thing work. And it should be a celebration of both sides of that. And it sounds like it is.
Yeah. We hope so. We're so happy to play the part of middleman.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Right in my fridge as we speak. What have we got? Hippie quinoa. We've got the chicken salad, of course. Sesame noodles. Always have to have sesame noodles when I go there. And some little protein bites. I mean, just
love those things.
So good. So good.
Yeah.
10 years. Does it seem like 10 years?
I know. It's crazy.
You didn't have any boys back then.
No. So let's see. In the 10 years, the first year that we were open, when we were opening, my business partner, Lindsay, had just found out that she was pregnant. And it really was a question of, are we really going to do this? Are we going to try to do this? And she said, yes. And so she had her daughter, Willow, who is turning 10 along with the store now.
Wow.
And then a year and a half, 2 years later, she had another daughter, Hazel. And let's see, right after that, I was next and I had Sammy. And then our general manager at the time, who has since left to be a stay-at-home mom, she had two kids and then I had another kid. So it was like the office was constantly filled with playpens and I mean, I remember at one time though working and seeing Sammy, my oldest, I'd put him in one of those walkers with the wheels and the little fun things around. And I realized I didn't know where he was. I turned around and I was just like, oh my gosh, where's my kid? And I look and I see him like across the store, just go wheeling by.
Perfect place to do it.
It was great.
You get some good speed going up and down those aisles.
Customers have been so forgiving of it too. Just sorry, there's a baby there.
Yeah, it's great. Well, go on and celebrate the 10th anniversary of Tiller and Rye right there on South Main Street in Brewer, 20 South Main Street, and help them celebrate this great anniversary. And here's to, if you want to do it, 10 more. It's not a commitment, Sarah. Don't feel you have to do it.
If they keep letting us do what we do, because we love what we do, we will keep on doing it.
That's awesome. Well, happy anniversary, Sarah.
Thank you so much.